Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim, live and in full effect. I'm glad to be here today. We are back on the air, Bible 2.0. We have been using the Bible as a religious book. This we have to stop. First thing we'll do my search. And I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on read with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay. Now, today's topic is the Bible 2.0. Let's talk about love for a minute. We always talk about love because we don't know how to love. We deal with obsession. But love, I don't think so. We need to deal with love and what love is, how love functions. But there's a lot of emotional things that we talk about love. But let's deal with the emotional part of it first. Okay? There's only one emotion. Think about that. There's only one emotion. And everything based on your thought process is triggered by that emotion. And back in the day, we used to love our shoes so much. Boy, you step on our blue suede shoes, we'll beat your butt. We're ready to hurt you over a pair of shoes that could be wiped off, you know? It depends on what you attach to that. You know, you got money, crash in the 20s, people are jumping out the window because they've been broke, because they lost all their doggone money, you know? Well, you can always make the money back. You know what I'm saying? So your life is worth more than some scripts of paper with somebody's picture on, okay? I'm just saying this is how what we attach importance to the importance of different things. Sometimes we feel so attached to each other that if somebody just look at your spouse the wrong way, you know you're ready to beat them up, ready to go crazy. You're arguing. Well, why are you looking at her? Why are you staring at him? What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And that triggers an emotional response. The emotion depends on your thought process and what you attach to it. We attach a lot of emotional thoughts towards religion. You know, more wars can fight under the disguise of religion. And it wasn't really about religion. It's about control of people. Whoever controls the people controls the land. That's something to think about. Whoever controls the land controls the economic structure that the land produces. Okay? So when they talk about fighting over religion, it's never about religion. Religion just means realigning yourself with source energy. I'm going to say that again. Religion just means realigning yourself with source energy. And all this is coming from Toronto scriptures, complete Bible. Okay? Which is a lot of it extrapolated from the Bible, because the Bible is a very powerful book once you learn how to read it. So when these people take you to war over what they call religion, they're basically taking you to war over the land and over control over the people. And that's what they're using the doctrine in the scriptures for, to take control over the people. Now let's break this down a little bit. What's so important about controlling the people? Everybody on the planet, now think about this for a minute. Everybody on the planet is a slave master, okay? Wait a minute, Brother Elohim, I ain't got no slave. Yes, you do. That physical body of yours, that's your slave. It will do whatever you tell it to do, because the real living entity in that physical body is Elohim, that conscious, incorporeal entity that comes into that body once the egg is fertilized and that light hits the egg. That's that incorporeal entity coming into that flesh. That's when the flesh is actually alive, once that light hits. Now, they have videos that they can show you how the egg lights up, you know what I mean, after the fertilization takes place. Now, the scientists don't know where the light comes from, but we're telling you where the light comes from. That's that energy, the incorporeal energy, once it takes over that flesh, it activates the flesh. We used to think that it was the mother's electrical charge, the incorporeal entity that enters that flesh at that particular time. That's what activates that flesh, and that flesh becomes a living entity, okay? So, and that living entity controls the flesh once it comes into the physical world, once it leaves mama's belly, or once it leaves God's belly, according to the Bible, we're all God. You know what I'm saying? We just arguing, well, God made Adam. We don't know who made Adam and Eve, but we know who made you. Your mother and father made you. That's why the book tells you to honor your mother and your father, because that's your God. Okay? They're the only gods that you have as far as being made. Now, everybody on the planet is a god, but you only have two gods, your mother and your father, okay? And you can honor your grandmother and grandfather because they're your mother and father's gods. Then you can go back on and on and on and on and on and on and on, okay? But the God that made you is your mother and your father, and you are the God of your children, okay? Now, your first path as God, the tree of life, okay? You see where I'm going with this. It's to protect the tree of life. And the book said you're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. Okay? Think about that. If your children don't produce anything at all, how are we going to survive? Okay? When you get too old to produce anything, who you think is supposed to be producing the goods and services for you to eat and live and all that kind of stuff? It's supposed to be your children. That's your tree of life. Okay? Your children are your physical extension on this planet. All right? Now, they're physically your children. All right? Spiritually, they're not your child. Okay? But physically, they're your children. All right? That incorporeal entity that enters them might not have nothing to do with you. It might not be a part of who you are. You follow what I'm saying? Because it's not you, because you're still here. Okay? You're still alive when the child is born, so that physical entity doesn't separate itself like that to enter the egg. It doesn't work that way. See, that physical entity comes from someplace else. You follow what I'm saying? Not from somebody else, but from someplace else, okay? Because there's another dimension. There's an incorporeal dimension that we come from. We get into that at one of the lectures. But right now, we're not going pre-Bible. We're dealing with the Bible today. Bible 2.0, that's what we're dealing with. Right now, we're talking about love. We're trying to get you into a proper understanding of what love is. That's why they tell you to control your emotions. How do you control your emotions? By what importance you put on the things around you, okay? Some people are so important on their car that they'll kill you just for touching their car. You can always get another car. You follow what I'm saying? But that's how important the car is to them or their house. The most important thing, the thing that you're supposed to go to war over, is your children. You can go to war for other people. People are being abused and misused. Okay, that's the reason to go to war. But you don't go to war over spiritual stuff, because the spiritual stuff is not designed like that. It's not designed for war. It's designed for, I don't like to use the word peace, but it's designed for calm. Because peace is a declaration of war. A lot of people don't know that, but peace is a declaration of war. It's a war of attrition. Indians made peace with the European settlers when they came here. Okay, what happened? It's a war of attrition. Once these settlers, not the actual settlers, the first settlers that came here didn't have a beef with the Indians. It was the Britain when she set their little forts and stuff up. Okay, and then it became a war of attrition. Once their military might became greater than the indigenous people here, follow what I'm saying? Peace treaty was broken. They went to war and took the land anywhere. You know what I'm saying? They had a peace treaty with Mexico, but as soon as their power got greater than Mexico, what did they do? What they called Texas. They took Texas now. They took California. All that belonged to Mexico under the peace treaty. You know what I'm saying? So the peace treaty is actually a declaration of war of attrition. Once you make a peace treaty with somebody, that means they have a military might, you have a military might, and you're at the point where you just annihilate each other if you fight. Once you make a peace treaty, you start building your military as fast and as hard as you can, because they're building there. That's what the arms race is all about, because they have peace treaty. So they went into the arms race because it's a war of attrition. You know what I'm saying? And they beat Germany. When the Allies beat Germany in the First World War, right, Germany wasn't allowed to build no weapons. I haven't have a certain amount of planes. The military was going to be a certain size. See what I'm saying? Now, they made a treaty, Europeans, the Allies made a treaty that their armies wouldn't be but a certain size. Okay, this guarantees the peace, because the military is balanced on all sides, okay? Germany went against the peace treaty that they signed, all right, and start building weapons and armies and tanks. And once Germany's military got strong enough, what happened to the treaty? Oh, they broke it. They took over the Rhine, and they just went crazy all the way into where they tried to take Britain, took France and tried to take Britain, because the military became so powerful. That's what a peace treaty is. It's a declaration of war. So when you tell your brother or your sister peace, you're actually declaring war on them. No, you don't know you're declaring war. You think you're telling them, well, I'm going to be calm with you. We're going to deal with reciprocity. We're going to deal with the universal law of reap what you sow, okay, with your science. That's what's going on with science right now. I ain't going to jump too far away from where we are. But that's what's wrong with science right now. The reap what you sow component balances, okay, that balance the scientific discoveries that they're making, all right? The bombs that they're building. Under reap what you sow, you would never use those bombs on another human being, because what goes around comes around. You understand? But once you take the reap what you sow out and just call it science, what they have done, you've unbalanced the knowledge, unbalanced the research, you've unbalanced everything that they're doing. Now there's no balance in science. Okay? They're genetically modifying food that's hurting people, killing people, you know what I'm saying? Making people sick, so that the drug dealers can make more money. That's what I'm saying. I'm calling them drug dealers. That's what they are. That's what I'm saying. Once they took over Afghanistan, they didn't know, they had so much dope over there, they didn't know what to do with it, so they put it in a pill. Lovely Congress took it and give it to the people. And it's called opioids. And now when the people start getting hooked on it and sick on the opioids, when they start getting sick off of it, then they want to come and do something. I'm in the hospital a couple of weeks ago. I'm asking the doctor, do they ever solve the opioid problem? See, yeah, they have another drug to bring it down for the drug dealers, making more money. They create a problem, then they make a drug to solve the problem. Follow what I'm saying? I believe that's what's going on with the virus. You know what I'm saying? They create the problem, they make a vaccine. You know, they are getting paid on that vaccine. The drug boards are getting paid ungodly for that vaccine. Millions of vaccines all over the world. Oh, man, they love it. They make movies about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you don't believe that they would do it, but that's what these guys are doing, okay? Now, before I get too far away from the topic, we're talking about love. See, our culture, there's only two cultures, reap what you sow and dog-eat-dog, all right? The dog-eat-dog culture is that's the military structure. That's the dog-eat-dog culture. They don't read what you sow in the military structure. That's why the dog-eat-dog culture is supposed to be under the read what you sow culture to control that bad boy. Because they will take what they want when they feel like it. You know, that's how the dog-eat-dog culture works. That's what Hitler set up, a dog-eat-dog culture. He just took what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? And anybody he didn't like, he'd kill him. Kill him, put him in the oven, whatever he had to do with him. Concentration camp didn't make him no difference. You understand? He's under the dog-eat-dog culture. And they were strictly dealing with the fact that the human body is a slave, and they wanted control over that slave. So your human body is a slave. You are a slave master. If you tell that slave to go upstairs and jump off the roof, it's going to jump. It will remind you, yo, man, if we jump, it's going to hurt. But it'll jump anyway if you tell it to. That's a slave, and you're its master. You understand? But they have you thinking that the slave master is somebody other than you. You are actually a slave master, but the only slave that you're supposed to be controlling is yours. Okay, now you got people who are trying to take control over other people's slaves. Now you can force a conscious entity to take over his slave. You can force him. You threaten his children. You take control of the food supply, water supply, you follow what I'm saying? Threaten them with violence and hurt. They will give you that slave. That slave will work sun up and sun down if you make it, but you have to force it. Nobody's willingly going to be your slave. You have to force that conscious entity to work for you rather than work for its own benefit. Follow what I'm saying? So you are a slave master. You need to take control over your slave. But you have to understand that you are an incorporeal entity dwelling in this little flesh body. All right? This flesh body, what, 80, 90 years? Probably live for 900 years, but we don't eat according to the Bible, so we're sick all the time. right? So what I'm saying, we for a long time. Now, we're not being here for a long time because of our eating habits. And the 3-meal-a-day diet was set up by the drug board. The drug board set up the 3-meal-a-day diet so that by the time you're 50 or 60, in fact, you weren't supposed to be living past 55. 60 years old, you're supposed to be on your deathbed, taking all their medication, being controlled by them, period. That's how they got it set up. By the time you're 40, 45 or 50, you're supposed to be on some kind of drug for the rest of your life, okay? I was diagnosed with blood clots. They gave me some blood thinner, okay? So I'm taking a blood thinner. But just for me taking a blood thinner, they make $70,000 a year just off that one pill that I take, okay? They looked at me strange when I wasn't taking nothing else. They were, you're not on those supplements? You don't take no vitamins? I said, no, all of my nutrients is in the food. So I don't need the supplements, and I don't need all that stuff, because if I'm eating properly, I'm getting all the stuff that I need when I eat. You follow what I'm saying? So no, very seldom I get sick. Very seldom I got to go to the doctor. I'm finding out now because my joints and stuff was hurting. I couldn't figure out why I was having so much pain in my joints, and find out that my spinal was doing something with that weak kernel. And since I have a sensitivity to gluten, they used to call me the vulture. I didn't have a sensitivity to nothing. If it didn't have a nail in it, man, I would eat it. I'm telling you, I would eat anything. Although now I don't, I can't use my vegetarian no more because they done corrupted that. They got eggs and people eating eggs and fish talking about their vegetarian. I don't know what part of a vegetable egg and a fish is, but now they call themselves vegan, okay? But a lot of people don't like the term vegetarian because it has the word Aryan in it, okay? So they want me to turn vegan. But that's in the Bible, how you're supposed to eat. You're supposed to be vegan. According to the Bible, you're supposed to be vegan, okay? According to the book. And this is how they're tricking us out. You know, they got us eating flesh and all kinds of stuff. They're calling flesh meat, but in the Bible, don't call flesh meat. Call your vegetables and stuff meat. If you study in the book, you found that most of us reading the book as a religious book, so we're getting caught up in the hype. We're getting caught up in the occult practices. But there's a cult practice in the book, okay? Christianity is a cult. Islam is a cult. Buddhism is a cult. Hebrewism is a cult. All of the religions that they have set up, the ones that I know of, they're cults. Because the way that they're teaching them as a cult. A cult is not good or bad. It depends on the dogma under which the cult is teaching. If the cult is teaching you towards hate, then run. You just get away from it. Because the book is not about hate. It's not about that. Okay? So any religion that you're in is talking about hate this or hate that or evil this and evil that, you need to run. You follow what I'm saying? And they talk about the devil. You know, ain't nobody sitting on a hot rock in the middle of the earth drinking tea waiting for your soul to come down so they can torture you for the rest of your life. It just ain't happening. You follow what I'm saying? And when they talk about heaven, the earth is in heaven. Okay? Think about it. You're already in heaven. This planet is supposed to be a paradise for the slaves that live here. Okay? But the people who want to control your slaves are turning this planet into a living hell. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to wake up. This is why we're calling ourselves Elohim, Five Tribes, Saudi, and Love. That's why we're calling ourselves that. Well, first, you got to know where love is. That's why we started the segments off talking about love. You need to control your emotion. Okay? When you're loving somebody, love is the act that makes others feel good. That's what love is. If you, like, if you love somebody, and that person is not into you, they don't want you, you're not making them feel good. So you're supposed to let that person go and move on. There's other people out there that you can love. There's millions of females, millions of men on this planet. You can find somebody that will be into you the way you're into them. You know what I mean? You don't, I'm going after her to try to make her, I'm going after him because I want him this bad. I want him that bad. Look, when you bump into somebody that wants you, they want you. You follow what I'm saying? You don't have to go for the whole song and dance. Just be who you are. If they like who you are, then they'll be into you. If you like who they are, you got to match. Because the person that they really are is not going to change. Their core person. Sometimes when you meet a person, you run into two or three people. Okay? you run into the first person you want, the one that they were, that's the introductory person. That's the person they want you to know, hook you up. They're so nice and so good, okay? The second person that you meet, the same person, but then you go into the three levels of that person. The second person that you meet, that person, now think about it, that person is, they get a little demanding. Well, I like this, and I don't like that, or do this for me, and do that for me. And then, then the honeydew list starts to form. Honey, could you do this? Honey, could you do that? That's person number two. Now, the third person, that's who they really are. When you run to that third person, you say, who in the world? You wake up one morning, you say, who in the world is this person? I don't even know this guy. I don't even know this girl. Where did this person come from? About a year or two into the relationship, you're saying, who is this person? That's that third person. That's the real person. And if you start off the relationship as the real person and you develop a relationship, you being real, they're being real, honest and everything with each other, your relationship will last a long time because that third person is the person that you like. And that third person is the person that they are. And your relationship will last a long time, okay? So don't be in a hurry. Oh, love at first sight. Well, I'm not saying that that's not so. If that person is a real person, and if they're being themselves when you first meet them and you fall in love with that, then you got to love at first sight. If you fall in love with that introductory person, oh, boy, you got problems. You know, you need to wait before you start moving in with them and all that stuff. Give it some time there, you know what I mean, to make sure that that person that you got is the person that they are, you know, because you can't keep the pretense up for so long, all right? Just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Even if you run into a person and you might not like the real person when that person show up, but if you're practicing the art of love, which is making each other feel good, okay, you can get by all of that. You can still make it work. If you both know what love is and how to love, everything she does is to make you feel good. Everything you do is to make her feel good. Then the relationship will begin to work. Because if they know that, oh, well, I can't really be an alcoholic. He don't know me, alcoholic. He don't like people to drink too much. So I think what I'm going to do, if that don't make him feel good, I'm going to change my ways. I'm not going to drink too much. Oh, I'm on drugs. He probably let me know. He drug addict. So maybe I'll work and try to get myself off drugs before, he really finds out what I'm all about. You follow what I'm saying? So if they're loving you, they're trying to do things to make you feel good, they will begin to change. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with you. Oh, I'm mean. I'm ugly. I'm nasty. I be punching people out. I'm so jealous. And she don't like a jealous person. So I'm going to try not to be so jealous, so clean, so demanding. She don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So now you're beginning to do things to make her feel good. And you're changing your ways for each other. And as time goes on, when that third person show up, it'll be a match because you have modified yourself to fit what that person likes. They have modified themselves to fit what you like, and a relationship can work. Even though in the beginning, that third person was somebody you would definitely run from if you knew. You follow what I'm saying? So if they know what love is, things can work. But if they don't know what love is, you know what I mean? That third person show up, they ain't, hey, I'm not changing myself for nobody. That's the attitude. You know what I mean? He liked me for what I am. Well, I'm stepping. You know what I mean? If you'd have showed yourself from the beginning, he wouldn't have been in a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? But no, you come with that first person. And then when you come show up with the third person with that attitude and all that, you know what I mean? He said, man, I didn't know she was like that. Or she'll be saying, man, I didn't know she was like that. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't have to change if you came as yourself from the beginning. And that's what we need to do when we first meet somebody. Just, if you're interested in the person, just be yourself. If they like you, they're going to like you. If they don't, they don't. You follow what I'm saying? That way you don't have to make no changes whatsoever. You can be who you are. And if they like who you are, okay, we got a match. If you like who they are, then we got a match. You don't have to change anything. And so it just depends on how you enter into a relationship with the person. know what I'm saying? And some people's attitudes are so bad, it takes a while to find somebody to accept you the way you are, but you can. There's somebody for everybody. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. You know, you might have to wait a few years for them, but they're out there. You know what I'm saying? And you just have to wait for them. Okay, now we've talked a lot about love. I don't even go too far into love, but there's a lot attached to that emotional stretch, that emotional life that you're living, because we're living an emotional life because of the thought process that we're under. Okay, now you might say, "Well, man, certain things about me, I can't change certain things about me. It's just who I am." So I'm saying, but that's okay. You enter into a relationship as you, and you don't have to change nothing, because if she likes you the way you is, if you show her who you are when you first meet, if you show him who you are when you first meet, if they like who you are, then bam, you don't have to change anything. You can just be who you are, and it's a match made in heaven, so to say. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, we did I've been hitting and missing on the show, equipment's messing up, and my sleep cycle has been broken, and I'm trying to repair my sleep cycle. Around this time, I'd be so tired, I can't go on the air. It's amazing. Well, you know, I don't know how many people know about being tardy, but it's amazing. Anytime I try to do what I'm trying to do for people, to uplift people and stuff like that, there, something comes over me, and I'm just tired. I just don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. So I have to fight. I have to fight myself to be myself. It's a strange statement. But sometimes you have to do that. You know, when you know you're supposed to be doing a certain thing that's going to uplift you and the people around you, you know what I mean? There's forces that come against you to make you slugger, to make you not want to get it, not want to do, okay, what you're supposed to be doing. But you have to fight against that to make stuff happen. Okay, that's how it works. That's what being targeted means. Being targeted means things are coming against you that makes you do things that's against yourself. You know what I mean? It's weird. It all depends on if your pineal gland and pituitary gland is operating. Now, if they're operating, then they can't really target you like that. But if your pineal gland and pituitary gland are closed, calcified, well, then you got a problem, okay? Because their inner eye and the energy coming from the kundalini is not functioning properly. And you don't have the will to overcome certain things. You know what I mean? You don't have the will to get off the drugs. You don't have the will to stop smoking. You don't have the will to stop drinking. Anything that alters your consciousness, you're not supposed to take weed. I don't care what it is. They're pushing that stuff like, oh, boy. And when you watch TV, I need a drink. Everybody needs a drink as soon as something happens. The drink is not going to solve the problem. You follow what I'm saying? And the drink is a depressant. The drink just makes you more depressed than you were before. So you don't need a drink when you have a problem. You need to sit back and figure out how to solve the problem. Okay? It's kind of interesting the way this whole thing got up. But anyhow, I'm trying to work my way through Genesis. We've been all the way through Genesis. Now, I was on a talk. Sure, I was on a conference call yesterday with some people, friends of mine, and they were talking about some things to uplift what they're doing, if I'm saying. And the leaders, they're having trouble with the leaders, but the leaders are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, but the leaders have to have remedies. I'm just going to just hit Leviticus just for a second, okay? In Leviticus, the leaders, when they screw up, they had to pay a fine for what they did. You know what I'm saying? So you have to figure if the leaders can pay some kind of fine or something or work some kind of way out, but they have to have a remedy. They have to have a way out. You know what I'm saying? And this justice system, either you pay a fine or you get jail terms, sentence, and all that kind of stuff. So they have remedies for leaders, for the people, to get some kind of justice from the leaders when the leaders screw up. Okay? But now in this culture, right, the dog-eat-dog portion is controlled by the reap what you sow portion. So when these people do things, use the dog-eat-dog culture to force them into prison or whatever they have to force them to pay or whatever they have to do, that's the dog-eat-dog culture coming out. Because both cultures have to exist simultaneously. This is what the Indian and the African, when they got so high in consciousness, this is what they didn't realize, okay? They were so high in consciousness of reciprocity, they didn't want to go to war no more. They were tired of fighting each other because, you know, at the point, you're fighting your cousins and your family. We're all one. We're all one entity when you realize how you started, where you came from, as far as the uncaused cause is concerned. We're all one entity. We're all one. Even though we're different colors, we still one. Follow what I'm saying? And the Africans realized that it just didn't make sense to go to war. If you watch the movie Roots, they were fighting, but they wouldn't fight. Nobody got hurt when they went to war. Now you're saying, well, how in the world people go to war and nobody get hurt? That's how they were doing it. And nobody got hurt. They wound up selling these differences. And Kuti Kinte, I mean, not Kuti Kinte. Lulu said, wait a minute, man. This white boy is coming. And he ain't going to be play fighting. You have to get ready for this, man. You know? But then he started training them to fight for real. You know? Giving them, physical training and all this kind of stuff. So when the Europeans did came, they had a fight on their hands. And they beat the Europeans. Along with the Amazon, you know, female Amazons, black women, Amazons, the Amazon tribe, Queen of Zynga and her crew, there were some fierce fighters, bro. The sisters could rumble. And they helped beat the British. British came in with their little doggy dog thing like they're doing all over the world, trying to conquer and take stuff, follow what I'm saying? And then they signed a peace treaty, but what they didn't realize that the peace treaty was an active war. That's what they didn't know. Oh, we got peace. Everything's going to be fine. They went back. Britain went back, built up a military, came back, started all over again, taking what they wanted. And at this time, since the Africans didn't build up their military under the peace treaty, they lost. They lost everything. You know what I'm saying? They lost Kemet. They lost, they lost almost the entire African continent. Not all of it, but they lost most of it. They lost control over stuff. You know, they're starting to gain control over it back now. But the whole thing is interesting because they don't understand the two cultures. You know, they got us thinking that how we dance and how we sing and how we jump up and down, that's the culture. No, that's not your culture. Football, baseball, basketball has nothing to do with your culture. That distraction that the 1% put out there to keep you occupied so you don't know what they're doing. Their distraction. Football. You know, you got people that know the stats about who this guy is. Emmitt Smith. And how fast people run. OJ, the juice is on the loose. You know what I mean? You got these strong quarterbacks who can do this and who can do that. They know the stats, know what the guys have for breakfast, know who their wives, the children are, who they sleeping with, every job on thing. Don't know nothing about politics. You ask them who the alderman is, who the congressman is, who the judges in your district are that you voted for or you didn't vote for. They don't have a clue. And this is how they catching hell out there, because they don't know who the judges is, they don't know who the congressman is, you know. I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, he lives in a little town. Township, you know what I mean? And they dogged him. And, you know what I mean, all his life, he wasn't paying that much attention to what was going on in the county. So he didn't know nobody. He didn't know who was who, what's what. He had to depend on strangers to defend him, and they didn't do that because they developed a little clique out there, and especially if you're freedom-minded. Freedom-minded, but they didn't really like him anyhow. So we have to take the time to get out of the distraction, all right? Get out of the distraction. Start getting into the reality of what's going on. The political arena, that's your reality. Church, spiritual institution, they're your reality. That's what they're using to push your slave into certain things, okay? The using of the cult practice to push your slave into certain things. And Trump used the cult practice to set up the Republican Party, but after his first 4 years, the people didn't go for it no more because his occult was dealing with hate, mistrust, dislike, all that kind of stuff. He wanted to be a dictator, and we don't want this to be a dictatorship. So they kicked him out of office. But the problem is, with his lies in there, in those, how did he get in the office in the first place? You see what I'm saying? The whole thing is kind of interesting. But you have to do a lot of studying. Now, we spend so much time bebopping to the radio and stuff wasn't there. Now, I'm not saying don't listen to music. I love music. You know, so I got a CD on the market right now. So I love music. Music is one of my, that's my first love. The songs, you know, back in the day when I had the Imperials and all those stuff. You know what I mean? You heard Franklin. I remember when she used to come to the little clubs and play her little piano and sing before she got big, you know? And it cost $200 to see her, you know? But, yeah, music was my first love, you know? And it still is. I love music, you know? And but you can't get caught up to the point that you're not into what's going on around you and what the things that's affecting your children. These judges are giving our children long, hard sentences if you're black. And if you're white, you get a little short term. Same crime. One lady stole a jacket. They gave her life in prison. How would you give a person life in prison for stealing it? And she didn't have no weapon or nothing. She couldn't cause no bodily harm to nobody. The lady was broke. You know what I mean? So she stole a coat. You know, you steal a loaf of bread as a black person, they give you 10 years. White person can steal half the world, and they give him a slap on the wrist with a couple of fines. You know what I'm saying? He stole $2 trillion. They give him a fine of $500 million. Which is slapping the wrist. That's just the cost of doing business to people that are stealing trillions of dollars. You know what I mean? So, and that's because of the judge. When Trump was in office, what did he do? He put in over 150 judges he put in. They robbed Obama of his Supreme Court nominee, and they put three Supreme Court nominees on the bench. You know what I'm saying? They're stacking the deck. That's what they're doing. They're stacking the deck so that they can gain more control over who? Over your slave. They don't want you to vote. You know what I'm saying? Sure, you have the right to vote. They don't want you to vote. because once you learn about voting, you're learning this is in a state. See what I'm saying? And as a trustee, you're a trustee of this estate. Okay? This is a trust. And you're a trustee. If you're born here, you're a trustee. That gives you the right to vote. You follow what I'm saying? So, and if you have the right to vote, you have that gives you the ability to push government towards where you want government to go. But if you're not voting for the mayors and the judges and the aldermen and congressmen and all these people, if you're not voting for these people, then the criminal element, that little hate crew out there, they can gain dominance over the system. Once they gain dominance over the system, people begin to suffer unnecessarily. That's what's going on right now. Under Trump's watch, 500,000 people dead under Trump's watch. Once Biden took over, you can see the difference for yourself. Death toll dropped. It ain't down to nothing, but the Republicans got control over the news media. So they're not telling you exactly what's going on right now because Biden is so successful. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want you to know his success. They don't want you to know. That's why they don't want you to know all the good things that Obama done. Oh, man, you know they definitely want you to know that. So they kept that, keep it on the wraps. It's like the history, all the good stuff that you've done in history. You know, you don't know what you've done in history. You follow what I'm saying? And they're stealing your history. They're giving credit for electricity to a European. When the Egyptians was making clothes with an electric machine, they had batteries. Everything. You follow what I'm saying? So electricity was here long before this guy was even born. Okay? The algebra, the Fibonacci series, all the stuff that they're naming after themselves was here the Egyptians were using before these people were even born, but they're naming it after them. Now, when you go to research it in school, who discovered electricity? Who discovered gravity? Here you got people building with blocks bigger than the size of two trailers. They're building buildings like this, you know what I mean? 100 feet high, but they don't know nothing about gravity. The only person that knows about gravity because the apple fell on his head. I mean, come on. They even make it ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? Just to keep you away from your history if you're not part of who they are, you know, and that's what's going on, you know? So things have to change. You have to wake up and start dealing with it. A lot of my equipment broke down, so I wasn't able to do the commercials, but I do have to put the commercials together here and stuff like that. I found so many information. So I'm going to run a commercial here because I like to get back. I'm going to get it working right here. This is Elohim Five Tribe Constellation Elohim. The radio presents Elohim Speaks. 8 and 9, as well as calling number 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you have something to say, if you want to talk. And we don't mention your name or anything unless you want us to. I'm going to use the last 4 digits of the phone number if you have a company or a group. And you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so, okay? Now, we're trying to be on the radio every day, but it don't seem to be happening here. So I'll send a text out when I'm going to be on. I'm going to make Sunday, period. Saturday, too. Saturday's blah, blah. We do Black History on Saturday. So I'm definitely going to make sure I make Saturday and Sunday. So I'm changing my schedule here so I can make these shows, okay? And you'll know the date from the on. My goal is to be here every day. That's my goal, okay? I have a gospel CD on the market. Call 911 Jesus Emergency. This is how we fund our show. This is how we make our money. We sell CDs. For those who have got the package from us, from the society, you have a free copy of the CD in there. Although on eBay, the CD is selling for $25. You know, to let you know that you got 10 CDs and how inexpensive. Yeah, and we're not really making a profit off giving you the information. We're basically giving the information at cost, okay? So Jesus is coming. the link is cdbaby.com/cd/EverythingChrist2. That's number 2, okay? So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 track. Jesus is coming. And the tracks will come up. Okay, and we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? He's coming from the same place he came from the first time, from the goddess's womb. So you set this out there. Be mindful of what you're dumping. That child you dump just might be the one that's going to get us out of this mess that we're in. So take care. Now remember, brothers, it takes 2 to make them, and it takes 2 to take care of them. It's so much when both parents are in the child's life, helping them do what they're trying to do, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, if I come. For more information on the book, it's in CD form or in book form. Just call TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Law, at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? Now, also, we also have our domain site up, Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love. Just type it in the internet, and the domain site should come up. Now, we're building the site. Now, we ask those who are on the line, who are members, we ask you to call in and check in and help us out with the site, because we got to do a lot of things to the site. It's a pretty big site. If you have stuff to sell and stuff like that, you can put it on our site. And you can people can buy stuff from you off our site through the internet. We're trying to set it up so that people who are doing things can actually make money. That's tyrannical. I mean, that's the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Okay, we're trying to build something for us, and we'll get it working. Okay. Now I'm in the gold business. I'm not going to be able to make Africa. I want to go to Africa to buy the rest of the gold dealers. But based on what the doctor is saying and based on what's going on, I'm not going to make it to Africa, not this year. Maybe next year we'll get over there. Well, maybe I'll go, maybe I might not wait for next year, but I want to go over there and talk to the gold miners so I can get the gold at a cheap price so that we can buy and sell gold is what our aim is, okay? Also, I set up a note where we're going to be running our own bank. Bitcoins or cryptocurrency and stuff like that there. So tune in with us, and we'll be letting you know about that as it goes on. But now we're building all of this. Now, I'm new getting into all of this stuff, so a lot of study. I feel like I'm back in college again, trying to learn this here, you know? But that's what's going on right now. Stay in tune. We constantly check our domain site, check our website, and you'll see the different things coming up. Now, if you have any suggestions or something that can make the site better, you call me, let me know, and we can switch things around, because as members, it's your site, so you get to do things on the site, okay? All right, now, I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, Black History Book of Rock's Crowd. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. So when we talk about the Lemurians, how they came here, how this was the Americas before any European came here. This is already the Americas, how we had a global empire, okay? The Americas was a global empire, filling from Lemuria, right? And we were all over the planet. And it shows you, wow, this is not in this book, but you can do some research and you'll find that all those pyramids all over the world was built by the Chemites. They went all over the world, Africans, all over the world, building pyramids and monuments and helping people. You follow what I'm saying? And we also had, what do you call it, according to Horace Butler, we had Olympics. We have Olympics. They're finding some of the Olympic stadiums now. You know, they're just not letting you know who you are and what you've been doing out there, you know, because they want control over your slaves. But in order, if they keep thinking you're being nothing, then they're going to have control over your slaves, because you're going to be trying to do nothing. Go to work, come home, have a nice little house, live the rest of your life sitting in the bar, drinking beer, and, you know, and talking trash, you know what I mean? You're not going to get engaged in world activity, which you should be involved in, okay? Why'd you give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation? Now, Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Brother Mac, will not be coming on at the particular time that it normally comes on. We're going to be hosting Legacy of a Nation on Saturday from 8 to 9, okay? So tune in, and you know, that number is 516-453-9230. That's the same for the show. We're going to be hosting it on Saturday. And that's about Black history out there, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a pretty good spoken word. I listen to her at least every other day. I listen to her, give her a shout-out. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube, Nikki Love Wunam. And you can call her. Her number is 909-749-8626, okay? And you can get more information about her. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNA ACL 1918-1929 of the world. Their meetings every week. For information, contact President Mark at UNA 267-822-2320. Okay. And the UAIA, they are offering land in Africa. Okay, this RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons, flags, you know, things like that there. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, just call. Don't speak at 609-638-5828, okay? We got Sophomore Electronics. they're doing that. Well, it's not electronics, Sophomore Electric. I was supposed to change that. I did change it in the other computer, but the computer went down. And I had to be trying to rebuild this stuff myself. He does industrial electric. So if you need lights or sockets, or you have trouble with electric coming in, or something's going wrong, just give him a call. His number is 215-909-3352. You call him from 9 to 5, and he will check in with you, okay? Also, I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes in the name of T. Thornton. He has some old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube. Just Google him on Heaven 2019, T. Thornton, for more information, okay? And he's got a beautiful singing voice. If you listen to my CDs, he helped me out with some of the harmony on the CDs. A little high tenor voice, that's him. Sounding good, you know? I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Path Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Path has a before and after school service in West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's care, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay? Her email address is Taylor Path Learning Academy. At gmail.com, all right? Now, I'd like to give a shout-out to resident healers, the naturopathic healers, and Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 61-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have, man. Now, we don't think anybody really deserves to be sick. But give them a call. Don't worry, be healthy. Okay, now let's get back to where we were, okay? I don't have the sheet set up. So basically, just talking from what I know here. That's why I'm jumping around a little bit, but that's okay. Now, I just want to hit a few points that are very important that's in the book that we should know, and why we need to read the book as the code book, and not as a religious book. I know I go over some of this stuff all the time, but some of this stuff is important. You really need to know who you are, okay? And we run around, I'm black, I'm African, I'm European, I'm this, and that. No, you're not none of those, according to the Bible, all right? You are all God. There's somebody here. I'm not making this stuff up. You're right in the book. You're all God. That's what it says. Everywhere you read God, when they talk about God, okay, they're talking about a man or a woman, okay? And when they say God made the heaven and the earth, okay, so I say, I'm not going pre-Bible today. I might do that next time and go pre-Bible. But when they talk about God made the heavens and the earth, they're talking about men and women. Now you have to ask yourself, what kind of technology did they have? See, and another thing that you have to do, you have to ask yourself, what kind of technology did they have to make planets, to make suns and stars and all this is what they did. And I talk on that, how we come into this dimension, how we set this dimension up. And there are black holes all over the doggone universe that we have been using to set up dimension, set up in this doggone dimension. You know what I'm saying? But there's a whole nother dimension as big as and as vast as this one here. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into that one week, you know, but a lot of us aren't ready to hear that kind of stuff, you know? We so busy, well, my origin is Africa. Everybody come from Africa. No, nobody came from Africa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we might have stopped there, but we're not from this planet. We made this planet. Evidence. What evidence that you have that we can design something like a planet? The moon is a satellite. Are we designing satellites right now? Yes, we are. It won't be long before we'll be designing all kinds of stuff out there. You know what I mean? Another thing we have to stop doing, we got to stop calling our children, boys, girls. We got to stop using this terminology for our children. You got me saying children. But they're young men and women. Then they become grown men and women, and then they turn into God. That's how it's supposed to work. To go from men and women to God. So when they say in the beginning, let us make men and women in our image, they talk about procreating. They're talking about having sex. That's how they're making men and women in their image. And if you get with your wife and the baby come out don't look like it ain't in your image, you're going to have a problem with that. You know what I mean? You sleep with your wife and a donkey come out of there or a dog come out of there, you can say, yo, baby, what you been up to, man? You know what I mean? You had to ask it because that's showing me, you know? So you have to, or you get a half baby and a half pet. There's something wrong here because I'm thinking we got 12 minutes. It says 12 minutes. Currently only got 90 seconds. So I'm going to listen to what Switchboard is saying here. I have walked the path of divine energy and did not go astray. All the energy that I put out today, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, the switchboard is going to shut down in 60 seconds. Those of you who are calling in late, we normally on the air from 8 to 9, okay? And I do appreciate you calling in. I do appreciate you checking in with me. Calling in. This is your brother Elohim Christ, representative of Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. You can go to our website now, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. You know, check out the site. And those members that are on the line, remember, we need help with the site. You can call in, give us your ideas, help us build the site. If you have something to sell, we can put you on the site, and we'll be able to take Visa cards, MasterCards, PayPal, all that in a few minutes. We're building it up now so that we can create jobs for people who are trying to work. I only got about 10 seconds left. So with that, I'd like to say, remember, love is the act, and make others feel good. And give your brother a call, you know, if you have some questions, something at 215-758-1703 sometimes during the day, okay? With that, we're going off the air. We only got a few seconds left, so we're going to shut it down. But remember, check in at 8 o'clock. Check in for us. I'm going to be texting you when I'm on the air. I'm going to be here on Sunday, no matter how or hell I'm going to be here on Sunday. So, but there are other days I'll text you when I'm on the air. And you can check in at 8 o'clock and see if you're on the air and see what's going on, okay? And with that, much love. And I will chit-chat with you hopefully tomorrow.